Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, we begin Paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilah and Laws of Misappropriation of Hekdesh and the Sefer Avodah, which in this paragraph, the Rambam now transitions to not the actual kochim items themselves, but if one separates monies designated for Hekdesh, what the halachic status is regarding Me'ilah. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph. Hamafrish Mois, if someone separates monies, L'chatasai for a sin offering, L'olasai for his burnt offering, L'ashamai for his guilt offering, U'l'tarin for his turtle doves, U'b'nei'ayin for his young doves, so Ma'ilim Mehen, there the halacha Me'ilah is, Meshosh Hefresh, in the moment he separates the monies for those designations. Hefresh L'Sham, however, if he designates for a Shlam, which is Kachem Kalim, in Ma'ilim Mehen, this is not going to be Me'ilah, because it's not going to be better than Shlam itself, which has Kedusha Agov, which we say doesn't have the halacha Me'ilah until after the Haktara, when it's at the Zrikas Adam for the Emur. Halacha Beis. Now, here we discuss regarding this monetary sanctity as it applies to only partial sanctity. So, Hikdash Iver Echad L'dam of Lamizbech. Let's say, and this is an interesting case, which the Gemara calls Trei Migui, it's not just one limb of the animal, which then we would say it would be mispashed, it would spread throughout the whole animal. No, he sanctified one limb of an animal for its monetary sanctity for the altar. So it's a subject that the situation of doubt in Pashta Gedusha Bekulim, do we still say that its sanctity spreads throughout the whole animal, as it would be if it had physical sanctity? Olei Pashta, or does it not spread? The figure there for the halacha is Tikrav, one should sacrifice this animal as a carbon, the Lo Yepadim and not redeem it, because one cannot redeem a Kachim animal that's unblemished. Vim Niften, if it is redeemed, then Ein Moilim B'Bedyonya, then there's no halacha Me'ilah on its redemption money, because it's not fit for redemption, because maybe the sanctity did spread throughout. And therefore, the sanctity would not go ahead and extend to the monetary proceeds of that sale. Halacha Gimel, Rambam continues regarding separating monies for other things. Hamafresh Mois L'Nezirus, if someone separates monies for his Nazirus. Now specifically, Nazirus has a few different carbonates, and therefore has a few complications regarding its cases. So Aslan is banned. So it's forbidden to have benefit from those monies because ultimately they're separate. They're designated for Hekdesh. Now Vimnen, if one did have benefit, Leimol, he's not committed Me'ilah. Why? Because ultimately he could take all those funds, which he didn't specify when he said it's for my Naziris, he could use all those funds to purchase his Karban Shlam, because he actually has many different Karbanas, and one of them being Shlam, and this could be the one that was for Shlam. And Ve'im B'Shlam Me'ilah, and we know B'Shlam there is no halacha misappropriation, El B'Murein, only regarding the sacrificial parts, which only Achaz V'Gizdom, only after the blood was sprayed, as we said previously in Perek Beis Halacha Alf. Now, Mace, if the Nazir died before they purchased the animals from these funds, and they also didn't designate which monies are for the Chatas, which ones for his Eilowitz and for his Shlamim, so Yipulin Nadava. So these funds will be used for burnt sacrifice of the Nadava of the Tzibur, because although the monetary process of Chatas is mixed in over there, which generally Allah is that you have to throw those funds to the Yama Melech, to the Dead Sea, Allah al Meshamasina is that they're all used for the Nadava. Now, but let's say Hayim Mefarashim, let's say they were already specified and designated which funds of the Chatas, which of the Eila, which ones for Hishlam, of his Naziris. So then Dimei Chatas, the monies which are separated for the Chatas, now that he's dead, Yechul Yom HaMelech, you throw it to the Dead Sea, like any monetary value of a Chatas, Shemesu Ba'alehu, where the owner of that Chatas has passed away. And V'loi Nenin, you're not supposed to have benefit, but V'loi Moilin, there's no Me'ilam on the Chamesh Chatas HaMesis. Dimei Eila, regarding the monies that were supposed to be for his Eila, Yivu Eila, they bring Eila, and the Me'ilah man, and there's still going to be Me'ilah. And obviously, by Shlam, there's no Me'ilah, as we said already in Halacha Aleph. Which, and the Eilah could be brought, even though he's dead. So there's going to be Me'ilah on it. Amar, let's say he says, Eidu L'chatasi. Let's say he did a partial specification. He says, oh, these monies are for my Chatas. And that's going to be only some of them. He says, Vashar L'Nazirusi. And he says, and the rest, didn't specify what, will be for my Nazirs. So, if he has benefit in all the rest, which was not from the Chatas ones, so then more. So then there's going to be Me'ilah, because ultimately, in those monies, have the monetary value of the Eila, which is Me'ilah. Now, Nenna ben Mektas, let's say only has some of the benefit of only some of those funds, Le'mol, he hasn't committed Me'ilah, because maybe he's only having benefit from the Shlam, because that's a mixture of the Sha'ar has the Shlam and the Eila over there. Now, V'chein Yimam Esotu, let's say, he says, Eilu L'Lasi, specifies these monies are for my Eila, Vashchar L'Nazirusi, and the rest are for the rest of my Nazirs. The Nenem Bekul Navi benefits from them all. So Mali has committed Me'ilah because inside over there has the value of the Chatas. Nenem Bemiktsasan, let's say, has benefited from some of them. then Leimali hasn't committed Me'ilah B'Shem B'Dmei Shalom Me'ilah, as like I said, because in the money of the Shalom, there's no Me'ilah, and maybe only had benefit from those monies of the Shalom. Hefresh Moiz Vama, let's say separated monies, and he said, Eilu Lo Lasi, Ve'ilu Chatasi, Ve'ilu Shalom. So he specified all three. Which ones are the monies for the Eilu, Chatas, and Shalom. But then B'Nisar, but then all the monies got mixed together, so it's not like Stam, which wasn't specified. It was specified and mixed together. Then Me'ilah Mekulin, Me'ilah Mekutas, and then it's going to be Me'ilah on the whole thing and on some of the thing, meaning if at least he has benefit from the monies a little bit more than the shlam, because if it was less than the amount of the shlam, he has not committed mila, because maybe he only had benefit from that which only for the shlam itself. But it doesn't have to be the whole thing. It's just enough of, let's say, either the chatas or the ayla. And Mekitzi asks, so what should he do in this situation when they're all mixed together? So yikach shalosh behemis, he should take three animals. Mechal de mechatas b'chamokim mishu al chatas, here this pile of money. And it's somewhere there is the Dmei Chatas and the Oila and the Shlamim. So he should be Mechal that onto those animals. The Chatas funds on that animal should be Chatas. Or Dmei Oila al Oila. The Oila funds on this animal should be Oila. Or Dmei Shlam al Shlam, and the Shlam funds should be on the Shlam. Halacha Dalad continued to a different carbon, that which is related to Halacha Me'ila. Echad Mimechayu Bekinen. One of the individuals who is obligated to bring a pair of birds, like a Zav or a Zava, a woman gave birth, which is obligated to bring two birds, one's a Chatas, one's the Eilam, which is called a Ken. Shehifrish Mois V'Ama, where if he separated monies and said, Eiluchai Basi, these are my obligations. So Moilim Mekulon, or Moilim Mekutasin. So it is Me'ila whether if he uses the whole thing, only uses part of it. The reason for that is because both those Karbanas, Chatas and Eilam, have Me'ila. Bemesu, and if let's say they died, these individuals, so Yiplin Nadava. So then, those funds are used for a nedavah, which the halacha which we mentioned previously. Like we explained by Naziris in the previous halacha of Gimel, which this has the same halacha. And the Ma'alman, and there's going to be Me'ilah again because these are things that are going to be used for hektish items that has a hektish value, if it's going to have halacha of Me'ilah. Now, halacha hey continues regarding what's if the Me'ilah was actually, you used an item of hektish for another hektish purpose. Hamafresh chatas alachilas chalav. Someone that separates a sin offering for having eaten forbidden fats, but vevi alachilas dam, he brings it actually for a different sin he did, for eating blood. So first of all, harezo lekeeper. So actually, that does not provide atonement because the pasuk miyikra he has to be karbanoi al chatosoi, has to be specifically for that sin. Now, since he's not getting atonement for it, so lefikach lemol, therefore he has not committed meila by changing it designation because he's not benefiting anything from it at all. Hifresh mois lachatas chalav. Let's say separated funds for a sin offering for forbidden fats. For konabem chatas dam, and then he purchases it with those funds, a sin offering for having eaten blood. So here, b'shoygeg, if he did it by mistake, keeper, he's going to get atonement. Lefikach ma'alibah, that is ultimately me'ila, because he's having benefit. But mezuv, there's deliberately, keeper's not getting atonement. Lefikach le'mol, therefore he has not committed misappropriation. Halacha vav continues on a similar theme, specifically regarding when someone takes a carbon of hektish and he uses it for something else, let's say another type of an animal, and specifically in this case regarding when he purchased two animals with it, how does this manifest in regarding to his liability? So amafresh tei slom la'ashem, someone separates two slom for his ashem, which that's a minimum amount how much the ashem has to cost. Now he, instead of taking those two slom to purchase the ashem, the lachir ben shnei elim l'chulim, ends up purchasing two rams and for unconsecrated purposes. So now look like this, however kan l'chulim b'dmei ashem, since he purchased something of mundane with the money that was designated for an ashram. So Amal is committed Me'ilah. And V'chayev l'shal masar dinarm, so he has to pay up 10 dinarm. Well, where's 10 dinarm from? Because a dinar for dinarm is a seller. So what's 10 dinarm? Ishaim shtei salam b'chaymish, which that's the two salam that he misappropriated, with an additional fifth, that takes it from 8 to 10, which that's the liability when there's Me'ilah. And the yavi behen ashram, so he'll take that liability of Me'ilah, and what is he going to do with it? So we're going to cut your Betik Abayis, you give it to Betik Abayis. Here where it's from Kachim Mizbeth, he's actually going to go ahead and purchase, which is really what it was designated for originally, he's just paying it back with a fifth, to use it to purchase the Ashim that it was Mechliven initially. And then the other carbon Ashim, let's say, then he's bringing another carbon Ashim, not for the original Ashim that he had, let's say Thomas Megiddo Jogad Ashim, no, for misappropriation of using that that two Salam. So he's bringing two ashams, his original one, and now a new one for Me'ila. Now, lefikach, therefore, im hoye echad mishnei elim shekana. So if, let's say, one of the two rams that he purchased, where, although he only had a total of two salam, but let's say one of them was actually yafish tei salam, was actually worth two salam, which that's the minimum amount Ashram could cost. Now, Vasheni Yafasar Dinarim, now the second one was worth 10 Dinarim, which is 2 Salam and a fifth. So what you do is as follows. Yaveh Hashava Asara Ashram, Tachas Me'ila Im HaChemish. What you can do is you're going to take the ram that's worth 10 Dinarim, you're going to go ahead and use that for the Ashram that's in the one that you had originally misappropriated. Meaning, you're going to be paying back, heck, there's what you stole, with additional fifth, which you're paying it back in the form of that original Ashram that you had to bring. So you're bringing the 10 Dinarim one, the original one that you needed. And then you'll take the other ram, that's worth 2 Salam, you'll use it as your new Ashram for your Ashram Me'ilas, for having misappropriated. That only has to be worth 2 Salam, which is 8 Dinarim. Now, let's say a different case. Let's say you didn't purchase both rams for Chulun. One you purchased yet for Ashram, which you're obligated in, but the other one, which it was for funds of Ashram, you went there, you purchased for mundane purposes. So the Me'ilah ultimately was in one of the rams. So, Im Ha'ishal Ashram Yafesh Islam, if the one of those two rams, which was purchased for being an Ashram, was worth the requisite amount that it has to be, which was that of 2 Salam, so, and that's the minimum of how much an Ashram could be, so Yavi Aisel Ashram Arishan, so you'll bring that one for the original Ashram that you were supposed to bring, which that's how much it cost, how much money you had, that's how much this one, although you purchased two for that amount of money, but ultimately this one is worth that amount. And v'chein moyezeh hachulin yavishtaim, and so to let's say if the second one you got, which you purchased for chulin purposes, was also worth 2 Salam, so great, even though it was extra money, so to speak, but it was hektish money, you couldn't use it for your own purposes, yavi osei hasham me'ilah, so you'll bring that as the asham me'ilah. Because although you only spent one sela, and it went up in price, but charimol besela achas min meha asham, because you had misappropriated one of the 2 Salam by purchasing that one ram for chulin purposes, and so v'yishalom chamisha dinarim, so you're going to pay back 5 dinarim, meaning because you have to pay back for the sela that you did meila on, and the fifth. So this money he's going to bring from his house because you can't make that up with this ashram because that's the ashram me'ilos. So you'll bring five dinarim, which is a sela and a fifth, which is how much was misappropriated in one of them, v'yipul nedava, and that's going to be for a nedava because ultimately it's a meiser ashram because really you had enough money on the first ram that you bought, and it's excess money which is used for nedava as the Rambam says halachah p'sul magdash and paragdal halachah yidal. Halacha zayin continues in how these halachas relate to having benefit from a chatas and other karbanas. Hanena midmei hachatas. If someone has benefit from the monetary proceeds from funds that are designated for a chatas, actually, karba chatas, up until when he actually sacrificed the chatas, so he's having benefit from the chatas, yesiv chaymish al mashanena, so he has to pay back and with an additional fifth, and yaveh bedamav, and with the monies of the principal and the additional fifth, he'll bring chatasit, because he had used the funds. So he has to bring it now, a new carbon, with those principal and additional fifth for now a chatas. And moreover, we have a carbon asham amilasa. Besides, obviously, compensating for the chatas funds that you used to bring a different chatas, you have to bring a carbon asham for the misappropriation. So let's say he had benefit from the monies which were designated for an asham. Before you got a chance to sacrifice the asham, you used the monies. So Yesiv Chaimish, V'yavi B'dama V'adam, Ashamay. So you can add a fifth, and you can bring with those monies altogether a carbon Ashram, which you had to bring. And V'yavi Ashram Achalim Elasi, you'll bring another Ashram for the Me'ilah. And the reason for this is, Shekarbanas and Mizbeach, was when you have something that's designated for a carbon on Mizbeach, Me'ilasim, the misappropriation of those funds, is the Karbanas and Mizbeach, goes towards the carbon, which was, it was part of that a bank account, to going for the Karbanas and Mizbeach. Now, V'kajim B'digabayis, which we often talk about, the kachim that are in the temple treasury may lose in the Badik Abayis. When you misappropriate, where do you pay that back to? Is to the Badik Abayis. Now, let's say Nidli Shema'a, let's say he finds out that he committed Me'ilah on some of the monies, the Achkech Karvachatase, and then he uses the leftover monies, which he didn't misappropriate, he uses it to buy and to sacrifice his Chatas that he had to bring. Now, Badain Lohibesh Me'ilah, he has not yet separated his Me'ilah for having misappropriated some of the funds. Or Shefrisha, let's say he did separate it, but he did not include it in the monies of the chatas which it was supposed to go towards. So then when he ultimately does separate those monies that he misappropriated, that misappropriation and the additional fifth should go to the Dead Sea, because it has the halachic status of Mois Shechatas, because it's leftover funds which were not used for the Chatas, which halach is, it goes to the Yam HaMelech. Let's say he finds out that he committed Me'ilah only after his Chatas has already been brought. He didn't realize he had used some of those monies in his pocket, he used it to buy bubblegum, and he finds that, oh, he had used it, and the Chatas is already brought. Then actually the funds of the misappropriation with an additional fifth actually goes for the Nedava, for the Mizbech. And the reason for that is, Shema Frishim Matchil Liba, you cannot initially separate what he has to separate for his Me'ilah and the Chaimish to go to waste. If it was already separated, it just wasn't used, then it goes. But not, you can't do Liba, and never goes to Nedava. And either way, whichever case we just spoke about, you always have to bring an Asham for that misappropriation of those Chatas funds. Uba Asham, now regarding the guilt offering, is different than the Chatas. Whether he finds that he did Me'ilah before his Asham was brought, or even after the Asham was brought, either way, the Me'ilah and its fifth is going to be as an Nedava, even, let's say, we said before it was brought, unlike the Chatas, and they should come to Asham, because these funds are like the leftover funds of an Asham, where, unlike that of Chatas, is that it's brought as Nedava, always, unlike that of Chatas, which is thrown to the Amalek. And also, the Yabi Asham Ilasi, again, besides the liability of the principal and the fifth, you have to bring an Asham for the Me'ilah. Halacha Ches continues how this relates to, let's say, someone that sells off his carbon. Someone sells his burnt or peace offering. Lo Yasukum, he hasn't done anything. This is his hekdishes. The Din Taira, now, biblical law is Shiachzam Mois Chulin Kamei Shahayu, that he should return those unconsecrated funds to the buyer as they were. But the rabbis penalized the buyer because of that he was trying to buy someone else's carbon. That those funds, which were initially going to be sanctified by taking the place of those animals, that they should go to a nedava for the base of Migdash. Even if the animal is only worth four, and he sold it for five, so you think that added one should not be the transfer, and should be, let's say, a gift, and shouldn't be hektish. No, hachamisha kulin yib nadava, all those five coins go to nadava. But vein kam me'ilah lem and divertev lem mesevim, there's no halacha me'ilah over here, not biblically, not rabbinically, because there was no me'ilah, there's no misappropriation that was done over here. Halacha tes continues now how me'ilah relates to another related hektish item, which is not specifically really hektish, but that of a neder of a vow. So says the Ram, yesh me'ilah ben nadar. There is misappropriation by a vow. Ketzer haso. So if someone says, kikar zu alai korban a hektish. Someone says, and that's what his vow is, this loaf should be on me a carbon or hektish, the chalon eats it, mol is committed me'ilah. And what's interesting is, it's not really hektish, but it is, because he's making it like hektish on himself. Although other people are permitted to have it, it's not owned by hektish, it's only forbidden to him, that has the same halacha as hektish. Now, lefikar, therefore, that since it's permitted to others, it's not really owned by hektish, so in lepidyon, you can't really do redemption, it's not like hektish to do pidyon, it's only considered, so to speak, kodesh for this guy himself. Now, however, let's say Amar kikar zu hektish or carbon. Let's say he didn't just say on me. He said this loaf is kodesh or a carbon. So it's making it in the object, not in the person. And then he or someone else eats it, omol, he's committed me'ilah. And because it's hektish. Therefore, since it's forbidden on everyone, and it, so to speak, becomes in the domain of hektish, yesh lo pidyon, it does have the halacha of redemption. Now, let's say there was in front of him a loaf of ownless piece of bread. And he says, kikazu hektish, this loaf should be hektish. So if Natala Manas Lachal, if he now he's taking it to eat it, some malafikula is misappropriate according to the entire thing, because that is taking it from hektish. Amanas Larishab is taking it to bequeath it, to gift it to someone else. Malafitabis and Asha, but then he has committed Mila, what's his benefit? According to how much recognition he gets for the gift that he gave to someone else, that is what he's being moiling it in that pleasure. Halacha Yud. If someone says to his friend, "Kikani olecha hektish, my loaf is on you as hektish," the chazan son, and then he goes and gives it to him. So amakabel matana zuma olikashayetsis. One who received the gift, he commits meila, not when he's getting it, because that wasn't the act he did. It's when he actually goes and uses it. Now, why is he committing meila? Why wasn't meila already done when the one who gave it to him? No, shariyah noisin ein asur olav, because the one who gave it to him, it wasn't forbidden on him. If it was forbidden him, he would have committed me'ilah when he went and he gave it to someone else. But he only made it on this friend me'ilah as hektish. So, therefore, when he gave it to him, he didn't do anything wrong, and the person didn't do anything. It's when that second guy goes and uses it. says, so to all similar types of cases from all types of hektish type vows, yesh behem me'ilah l'nes behem, there is me'ilah for the one that is forbidden on whoever is that person. And v'chol dvarm ha'nesor malav minedu kezeh, now, and all the things that are forbidden on this person from a vow like this are mitzvah, and they combine. And if it combines from all these different vows, that of having consumed that of worth of a pruta, mal, he has committed me'ilah. An interesting case. If someone says on the tiyasa elu carbon, the saplings of this tree are a carbon, if they're not cut today, or if it tells you carbon, this cloak, this jacket is a carbon, if it doesn't get burnt today. Now the day passes and that tree was not cut. But the taz was not burned. So they're hektish, because he said it's going to be carbon if it doesn't get cut or if it doesn't get burned. And it wasn't cut and it wasn't burned, so it's hektish. And the potuk shar hektishes, and it can be redeemed like all other hektish items. But and then he could have benefit for them. Now, but this is where it's unique. But if he says hadei and the tea elu carbon achi cuts it too, but let's say he says these saplings are going to be carbon until it gets cut. Then he cannot redeem it. Why not? Why can't he redeem it? What do you mean? It's carbon until it's cut, so it's hektish. You know why? Because every moment you're going to redeem it, it's going to go back and being hektish until it's cut, because it should be hektish until it's cut. So though you redeem it, or automatically then reactivates, because it's not cut yet. Now, but v'kemen shenektu, and once it is cut, in a tzichin pidyon, it doesn't need to be redeemed, because he only sanctified until it's cut. So therefore, the moment it's cut, it goes out to be chulin. Elanen ben miyad, rather, after it's cut, it can have pleasure right away. So there's no halacha of redemptions, either cut or not. Now, when we say this, this is only if the one who's redeeming it is the one who sanctified it. So for him, it keeps on reactivating, because that was his hektish. Let's say someone else redeems it from hektish. Oh, then how then it goes out to be considered as unconsecrated. Even though it wasn't cut, because he never said such a vow. And therefore, the yimutaran aflamakdish can be permitted even by the makdish, because now it's the domain of the one who redeemed it. And since he was never makdish, with that condition, it doesn't reactivate when he has it, even though it wasn't cut yet.